U.S. President Donald Trump will reportedly impose taxes on European steel and aluminum imports as early as Friday. U.S. media reports have suggested the last-minute talks aimed at preventing that move have collapsed. Trade officials from America and Europe have been holding negotiations for weeks to exempt Europe from these import duties. Earlier, France warned about the consequences of Washington's move. Germany also said Europe's response will be firm. Some countries have agreed to import quotas to be exempt from Trump's 25% tariffs on steel imports and 10% on aluminum. Joining us live now from San Francisco is Professor Jack Rasmus, who is a professor of political economy. Professor, thanks very much for joining us. What do you think this now means with these taxes or these levies to be placed on EU imports to the United States? How significant will this trade war now be, do you think?
Well, I'm not convinced it's yet a trade war, at least between Trump U.S. and the main U.S. Allies. There's a lot of positioning going on between the parties, both in North America and in Europe and everywhere else. If you look at the deal that the U.S. struck with South Korea, it pretty much left South Korea off the hook as far as any tariffs were concerned on steel and aluminum. And South Korea is the third largest importer to the U.S. of steel. And it essentially eliminated all of those, and they can export as much as they want steel to the U.S. I think that's the template that the U.S. is going to use with its main allies. Of course, the Europeans don't know that Trump is very unpredictable, but it's going to be very hard for the U.S. To impose stricter tariffs on steel on Germany than it did on South Korea. Germany doesn't export as much steel to the U.S. as South Korea did. You got to understand what's going on in domestic politics in the U.S. There's an election coming up, and Trump is really trying to resurrect his economic nationalist themes, America first, in anticipation of the election. He's pandering to his domestic political base. And most accounts of what's going on with the so-called trade war totally ignore what's going on there. Now, the matter of trade with China is something quite different, because the what's at stake for the U.S. there is more access to the Chinese market, which U.S. bankers want, and also the U.S. Defense establishment's very concerned about China and the inroads it's making with next-generation technologies like 5G and artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. That's a different kind of trade negotiation. I don't see that there's going to be much beside a little tweaking here and there with the U.S. trade with its allies. That includes North America, as well as Europe, as well as Japan and Korea.
Professor, purely in economic terms then, I imagine that the global economy slash even domestic economy doesn't really appreciate this sort of flip-flopping and the sort of confusion, does it?
No. Business and politicians abhor uncertainty. And of course, this guy's creating a lot of uncertainty, but that's the way he negotiates. You see, this is the way he built his real estate empire, his commercial real estate empire. He throws out an outrageous position, shakes everybody up, gets them off guard, and then he'll come with a softball that he'll pitch to them. And they'll be totally confused as to where this guy is coming from. But this is the way he operated as a private businessman, and now he's trying to do that on the global stage, but it doesn't quite work that way when you're dealing country to country. But that's his mode of operation.
Very well, Professor. We'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us.